Thank you for calling Customer Support. My name is Gabrielle. How can I help you?
Okay. I guess I got something from you folks for $7.45, but I didn't agree to sign up for anything else, and I've been charged $49.97. Can you
Okay.
clarify that for me, please?
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment. May I have your zip code?
98020.
Okay. What's your first and last name?
Eileen Louie, Louie.
Can you verify your address for me?
Sure. 1118 Emerald Hills Drive, Edmond, Washington, 98020.
Okay, give me one moment while I view your account, okay?
Sure. I shouldn't have an account, but that's all right.
Okay, because I see you have the Wi-Fi booster. You pay for shipping and handling for $7.45. And we tried to bill you the full price for that product, but it was declined.
Why are you billing me for $49?
What's the real price for that product that you already received?
Oh, I don't understand. If I bought it for $7.45, why am I now being billed for $49?
Okay, you paid for shipping and handling for $7.45, and we billed you the full price for that product that you already received.
Okay, well, I wasn't told about that. So, how can I guess my bank declined it. So what happens now?
Okay, well, your account has been canceled, okay?
Okay, you're telling me the account has been canceled. Does that mean that I don't owe you that amount?
That's correct. You don't owe us anything.
And what is your name again?
My name is Gabrielle.
Gabrielle. Okay, I'll let my bank know that then. Okay, so this has been handled. It's kind of a funny way to do business, but anyway, so, and I won't get any more bills from you.
That's correct. Yes, ma'am.
All righty, thank you, Gabrielle.
You're welcome, and I thank you for calling Customer Support, and have a great
Oh,
day.
just lovely. Bye.
Bye-bye.